Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And baby, we are back at it again to give you a dose of vitamin E. I'm telling you, Step Strong is on the way. I would like to say thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for sharing the channel, sharing the podcast. I'm just super excited with the big things that are coming up in the near future. Y'all, make sure that you are subscribing. Also, please make sure that you are leaving a comment. I don't know, wherever you're listening to me at, you're able to leave a comment. Please tag me. Let me know what you think. Now, we are talking about, we're in the last month of 2023, and I just want to encourage y'all. Let me go ahead and get out the way, because we've done a lot of work. We've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about healing. We've talked about, you know, relationships. We've talked about a lot of things. And if you didn't listen to last week, go back and encourage yourself. Pull it on up and listen to it. But this week, I just want to encourage you, as you continue to move forward, as you continue to work on you and focus on you, choose people who choosing you. Yeah. And see, that's the problem. Sometimes we choosing people that they ain't choosing us. They not even thinking about us. But we yet most so adamant about choosing them. Why? It's okay. And let me tell you why to choose people who choosing you. These are the type of people for you to choose. How do you know to choose people who's choosing you? How they look? What are they? One, choose people who are good for your mental health and your nervous system. As a little girl, I used to say, you know what? I don't like them. It's just something about them I don't like. But as I grew and I understand your nervous system, when you start feeling that spasming, or you start feeling this ache in a certain area, or you start feeling this tense or this heat in your body, your nervous system saying, hey, warning, get away from them, get away from them. Your mental health, baby, choose people who are good for your mental health. And let me tell you, a lot of people get mental health and mental illnesses confused. Mental health and mental illness are two different things. Let me tell you what it is. Mental health is the doorkeeper. Mental illness means if you open the door, mental illness is going to be on the other side. So what mental health does is keep that door closed. It keeps it closed. Mental health is the doorkeeper. It's the doorkeeper. And I'm telling you, when you start feeling some type of way, when you come around people or when people come around you, that's your mental health saying, baby, get it together, get it together. And if you still don't get it together, your central nervous system, baby, spasming. Oh, my neck. I caught this in my neck. Baby, no. That's your mental health telling you, get away from them. Choose people who are choosing you. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. It's going to make a difference in your life. It's going to make a difference in your health. It's going to make a difference in your capacity, mental state. Choose people who are choosing you. It's going to make a difference. Choose people you feel you can reach out to. Do you know people that they reach out to you, but when you reach out to them, they ain't never available? So it seems like you're always the one that's doing the pouring and they're never pouring into you. Yeah. As we continue to roll on focusing on ourselves, learn to choose people you feel you can reach out to those people. And if you feel as though you can't reach out to them, you're starting to see when you reach out, they're not available. But when you reach out, when they reach out to you, you available for them, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's why we choosing people who choosing us. I'm just telling you, this is going to help you evolve. It's going to help you heal. It's going to help you as a person become more stable in who you are. Choose people that accept you for who you are. Sometimes people only want to be in your presence or be in your company because of what they can get from you or how you act when you are around them. If you have to act a certain way, a different way, other than who you are around people, child, leave them people alone. Leave them alone, because the only person that has to lay down at night is you. Be your authentic self. Be your authentic self. Be around people who accept you for who you are. They don't question you. Why you doing that? Why you want to go there? Why you wear your hair like that? Why you talk like that? Why you want to choose people? Choose people who allow you to be who you are. Choose those people, because I'm telling you, I said it last week. Dr. Seuss said it best. Those that mind ain't going to matter. And those that matter definitely are not going to mind. And when we talking about choosing people, y'all know I'm real big on boundaries. Real big on boundaries. Choose people who respect your boundaries. Choose those people. The ones that respect your boundaries. Now, how do you know if they don't respect your boundaries? Set a boundary in place and see how they respond. See how they react. Look at what they do. Look at their face. They may not say them, but watch their face. Watch their body language. Watch how they move. Choose people who respect your boundaries. And if they don't respect your boundaries, child, it's time for you to let them be. Let them rest, okay? Choose people who respect the value of your needs. What is it that you need and they respect it? Do you need quiet time? Do you need a comforting time? Do you need affection? What do you need time to talk? What do you need? Choose those people. I'm telling you, when you start choosing people that fit these categories, watch how your life. You know how we pray and we say, go before us and make the crooked ways straight and make the rough ways smooth. Yeah. When you start doing that in your life, watch how you start seeing the difference, not only in your countenance, but in your mannerism, the difference in your spirit, the difference you're going to make when you step on the scene. And not only this, This right here is important. Choose people who make you feel safe. Choose people that make you feel safe, love. If when you are around certain people and you always on high alert, you're always on red, baby, you don't feel safe around these people because of maybe what they do, maybe how they talk. You know, every time you around so-and-so, put their name there, something is about to get kicked off. That's going to be some kind of drama, because every time you around them, and I don't like using every, because ain't nothing is every and always. But it seems like whenever you're in the company of these people or this individual, you got to watch your back. You got to look to the left and the right. Child, you can't never, your head is on a swivel when you're with them. But you need to choose people who make you feel safe. You know, I have some friends. I have some family members. I have some coworkers that I feel safe with them. I know that we're going to do what's right. You can't stop trouble from coming. Let me say that. But you don't have to put yourself in a trouble situation. So when I see that people, I'm not safe. Now, I can handle my own. Now, don't get me wrong. But if I feel I'm in your company and I don't feel safe, I'm on edge. It's kind of, no, this ain't the company for me. But I'm telling you, what I'm doing is for 2023, in order to be an effective coach, an effective therapist, an effective speaker, an effective individual, I'm choosing people that make me feel safe. I'm choosing people that respect my value, my needs. Them people, they're not questioning them. I'm choosing people that respect my boundaries. I'm choosing people that if I reach out to them and they not responding, but you reaching out to me, no, that's a red flag right there, because sounds like to me they are takers. Sounds like to me they're beaters and users. They want to use you up, but when it's time to reciprocate the same thing, they're not giving that back to you. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm choosing people that are good for my mental health. And right now, with all the chaos that's going on in the world, I don't need any added people or any added situations or circumstances that are going to shake and rattle and frazzle my mental health. I'm not going to do it. Not only that, I've come a long way. When I talk to my coach, when I talk to my therapist, I've come a long way. I've healed a lot in my life. So I'm saying to you, this season, don't you dare go back. It's the holiday season too. Don't you feel like, what do the lonely do? No. You don't rekindle with people that are not good for your mental health. You don't rekindle with people that's not good for your boundaries. You don't rekindle with people who don't respect your values. No, you don't rekindle people who don't make you feel safe. That's what you don't do. That's what you're not going to do. So I'm saying to you this season, keep on growing. Keep on building and cultivating healthy relationships. And if you're married, y'all know I'm good on the marriage train. I love it. I love it. I love it. Even in your marriage, it's never too late to reset. It's never too late to talk about these things. And if be fair to one another. Please don't make them mind read your mind. Don't do that. Don't make a mind read. Be verbal. Be an adult and communicate these things to you. What you like and what you don't like, how you're feeling in the relationship. I'm talking about married people, but I'm talking about people that are in relationships, period. Y'all know I tell you all the time, get on whatever ship you want to get on. But be an adult about it. When you are communicating, learn to communicate opposed to shutting down, opposed to reacting. But this season, learn how to be an adult about relationships that you're involved in. Time out for being childish. Time out for being petty. Speak what it is to protect your mental health. And don't you dare allow anybody or any situation to take you back to a place that you have fought and struggled to come out of. This season, you know, don't close this year out being in the same relationships, attracting the same type of people. This year, this month, choose people who are choosing you. Go back and listen. I'm telling you, you have to choose people who choosing you. As a song, choosy lover. Y'all know the song. It was an old song. You're so choosy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But this season, learn to choose people who choosing you. And if they ain't choosing you, good riddance and so long and goodbye. And thank you most definitely for not choosing me. Because you can be a problem to my mental. You could be that problem that I had overcome, but now I done fell back into it. But see, I don't know. Because see, my eyes, when we was little, my mom used to say, well, we want something. And be like, no, your eyes bigger than your belly. You don't want that. You already full. So the same thing when it comes to relationships. No, you don't want that. You just think you do. Or it's a familiar relationship. Or it's a familiar environment. Lies you tell. The spirit of familiarity will not reside with you in 2024. That's all I'm saying. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining? Because they seeing what you choosing. And they seeing what's not choosing you. And they know what you choosing ain't healthy for you. So come on, get on the good foot. So until the next time, y'all continue to push past the pain and persevere. And I'm telling you, y'all trust God. Y'all trust God. Trust him, because I'm telling you, he won't fail you. He won't fail you not one bit. So trust him. So until the next time, I love you all with the love of Christ. And baby, I will holler.